Good morning. Today, we'll get an inkling of what keeps Bank of Canada Governor Stephen Poloz up at night. This morning, the central bank is releasing both its latest interest rate decision as well as its monetary policy report, which is basically a deeper dive, looking into growth and inflation as well as documenting the number of risks facing our economy. The consensus on Bay Street is that the bank will be holding the rate steady at its current 1.75%. Tony Valente is a senior currency dealer at Ascendant FX Capital.
I sense that for the Canadian economy and the Canadian dollar, the two things that drove the currency down last year was the oil, price of oil and the trade tensions. I think those two things are probably going to be the drivers of the currency in 2019, higher.
Valente is still expecting at least two rate hikes this year, but not until at least the second quarter. Stay tuned to CBC for details. Jerry Diaz must be disappointed this morning. The head of Unifor met with General Motors in Detroit yesterday, trying to make the case for the carmaker to keep its Oshawa assembly plant open past 2019. Ideas included extending the life of vehicles currently produced there, as well as shifting production from Mexico back to Oshawa. GM wasn't having it and says that the proposals would hurt its competitive position. In a press conference afterward, Diaz told reporters he's not advising Canadians to boycott GM, as he believes we already are.
It's a question of choice. And General Motors has made the decision that they would rather pay their employees $2 an hour in Mexico than pay their Canadian employees a decent wage. So it's a simple question of choices.
Asked what's next, Diaz says Unifor is holding a rally in Windsor this Friday. The exact same day, GM is hosting its Investors Day at its headquarters in Detroit, meaning the Unifor rally will be visible over the waterfront. Some optimistic news for Canada's struggling oil industry. Deloitte Canada is forecasting an improvement in the price of a barrel of oil by the end of this year. Andrew Botterill is with Deloitte's Resource Evaluation and Advisory Group. He says the mandatory production cuts, the Enbridge 3 line, and shipping oil by rail will not only reduce the supply glut, but prop up the price.
I think $58, with a lot of the changes that companies have done in the last 4 years to make sure they're efficient and economic, I think they can certainly manage. It's not going to be robust economics that will allow companies to invest a lot, but it certainly is going to keep the engine going and allow companies to do some, strategic growth and strategic investments.
Botterill believes the increased demand from refineries in the U.S. will also help. And finally, a little over a year after it opened, the first and only nudist restaurant in Paris is closing its doors. Au Naturel, a play on words meaning naked, opened in November of 2017, with connoisseurs saying that it was a testament to the popularity of naturism in France. Unfortunately, the concept didn't prove as popular in real life, as the restaurant had a hard time getting enough bums in its seats. And so, the owners announced sadly that Au Naturel will be closing its doors in February. In hindsight, the crack in their business model seems obvious. For CBC Radio, I'm Megan Reed.